plate a potential nugget.
I was going to ask you about the different forms of capital later, but since you bring it up, can you talk a little bit about, you know, the one thing that struck me, especially in my journey at Social Venture Partners, is, you know, sometimes you can open connections, sometimes you can bring in your capability, and there are just different vectors along which one could think about making a difference. So can you expand this notion of multiple forms of capital?
Yeah, so multiple assets, multiple forms of capital shows up in different ways. So for instance, your friend who's also been on the podcast, Linda Grattan.
Yes.
She does a very good job talking about the importance of cultivating intangible assets.
And yes.
Look, many of us think about our financial assets, but other things like your expertise, your reputation, your networks, your close relationships, your health, your self-knowledge, all these things are even more important. And you better be intentional about cultivating these things as well. It's a powerful idea. Very few people even think about it, let alone do it. So that's one manifestation of this multiple forms of capital or assets. Then Nipun Mehta's sort of construct, which is more about when you're giving, you're helping, you're serving. It's not just money you bring to it, because the world needs much more than just money. So are you bringing love? Okay. Are you bringing energy? Are you bringing expertise? Are you bringing networks? You know, so these are all different forms of capital, and all of them are powerful and greatly needed. And so he comes at, when you're serving, don't just think about money. Think about all these other forms of capital that you have that you're bringing to the table. I find it very, very powerful. And that's the essence at SVP, right? Of course, we bring a little bit of money. It's catalytic. But fundamentally, what we bring to the not-for-profit world is the talent, the energy, the expertise, the networks of all our partners. So, yeah, but true, we had never articulated it that way. But
And even yesterday, since you referred to Fast Pitch, you know, we'd picked 12 organizations. We'd helped them develop a sharp pitch in less than 5 minutes. They presented. But to me, what was most inspiring was the fact that there were about 600 plus people, CSR and philanthropists, that attended the presentation. And hopefully that triggered something in them. So to your point about being catalytic, hopefully they will go on to do either contributing to these 12 or do something else as they move forward.
Yeah, the problem, I missed this fantastic event, but to me, I suspect that for the NGOs that got to present or at any stage of the process, the single biggest thing is self-belief. That today they believe more strongly what their potential is, what they're capable of. And all the other things are important, but this belief is what I think is going to propel them forward. So that's a different form of capital.
So true. So true. You know, just maybe staying with this for 30 more seconds. I worked with one of the organizations, Maya Care, that works with people with disability and helps the elderly in providing services. And we were coaching an individual who was in a wheelchair and who, you know, who hadn't presented on this kind of stage. To see him present and to sort of really walk away with that belief is quite powerful. I hadn't quite framed it in my head, but that's hopefully that makes a difference in their trajectory moving forward.
I think it makes a trajectory to everyone, though that person, but also all of us who get to observe this.
Of course.
It changes us.
During the conversation, Ravi refers to an insight from Linda Grattan about different kinds of intangible assets. Here's a short clip of her talking about the different kinds of assets.
Well, you know, as you know, in the book, we talked about three types of intangible assets. We talked about productive assets, vitality assets, and transformation assets. And I think really you know, in your 40s, the productive assets become really important because you need to keep on learning. You need to keep on building new skills. You need to be saying to yourself and to the labor market, you know, I'm still somebody who's got a lot to offer from now until the age of 70. So that's really crucial. But also, of course, transformational assets. And those are, as we said earlier, you know, transformational assets are a lot to do with your network.
Even with networks, I think there's an opportunity for us to think about the different kinds of networks we engage with. Herminia Ibarra, also a professor at London Business School and the author of Working Identity, has an interesting frame for us to think about the different kinds of networks we interface with.
Sure. I mean, we do, past a certain point in our careers, we do everything through relationships. That's how we get things done. That's how we find out what's going on. That's how we get advice, perspective, everything. And most people who are doing well have very good operational networks that just help them get the day-to-day work done more smoothly. Maybe, you know, they'll get something done faster for them, or they'll get the information they need sooner. But, you know, it is really kind of what's in the critical path of my routine day-to-day work. That's the operational network. The personal network is the part that is, you know, the people you've worked with who've become friends and you've stayed in touch with, and there's more emotional quality to it, or maybe some old mentors, and there's often common interests. They're longer term relationships, and most of us have those too. And then the hard part, the tricky part, is the strategic network, which has to do, you know, if the operational is about you today, the personal often is about your past. The strategic's about your future, and it's about how do you connect the dots between some of your interests and relationships that are maybe external to your company, some of the internal relationships, help connect people, help bridge across different areas, help bring new ideas in, help export new ideas.
My big realization is that very often when we take stock of life, we end up becoming narrow and unidimensional. But things like our physical and mental health, how our children are growing up, our vitality, our relationships with the family and in the network, the trust we have in the ecosystem around us, our reputation, our personal brand, all these are assets which have a material impact on the quality of our personal and professional lives. My wife and I keep discussing that when we look around with this holistic lens, the only emotion that comes up is that of gratitude for the number of things that are going well, and with how some of the intangible assets are coming along. Just pause for a moment here. How do you think about your balance sheet? What items do you put in there? And how do you rate yourself on the various dimensions of the balance sheet that matter to you?